Here we go. Hey there, folks. This is your host, Cameron Ivey of Privacy Please, and thank you so much for tuning in each and every week. If this is your first time, welcome to the show. Tell your friends about it if you like it. If you don't, let's just pretend you didn't listen to it. Thanks again for coming in, and we hope you enjoy the show. Hey, little mama. What? Know what I'm saying? Alrighty then, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Privacy Please. I am your host, Cameron Ivey, and this is, rumor has it, in privacy. This week's episode is Redefining Trust, Microsoft's Cybersecurity Crisis, and the Road to Redemption. Let's jump in. In an era defined by the acceleration of digital transformation. Sounds like a novel, an epic novel. Anyways, the battleground for supremacy in cloud computing has never been more intense. However, amidst the cloud wars of bombshells has been dropped that could shake the very foundations of trust in one of the industry's giants. Yes, you heard that right. Microsoft. Bum, bum, bum. Recently, a federal cybersecurity watchdog issued a scathing report. Love that word, scathing. Highlighting a massive shortcoming in Microsoft's cloud cybersecurity infrastructure. From technological failures to a deficient security culture, the findings cast a shadow of doubt over the safety of Microsoft's cloud environment, leaving customers and prospects questioning their vulnerability to increasingly sophisticated cyber threats. The report paints a grim picture, citing a troubling intrusion in China last year where a flaw in Microsoft's authentication system allowed unauthorized access to Exchange online accounts worldwide. Worldwide. Prestige worldwide. Shockingly, Microsoft remains clueless about how the intrusion occurred, underscoring a fundamental lack of oversight and accountability in its security protocols. But perhaps most damning is the revelation that Microsoft's corporate culture seemingly deprioritized enterprise security investments and rigorous risks management, despite boasting substantial financial resources. With billions in revenue generated, including a significant portion from its cloud services, the watchdog's report is a wake-up call. Hello? Are you there? For Microsoft to reassess its priorities and commitment to cybersecurity. No, you're not there? Okay, click. For Microsoft's competitors, namely Amazon Web Services and Google Cloud, the report presents a golden opportunity to capitalize on Microsoft's missteps. Armed with the findings, rivals are posed to sway customers and prospects towards the alternative cloud vendors, showcasing their own robust cybersecurity measures as a stark contrast to Microsoft's failings. The implications of Microsoft are profound. As the reigning champion of cloud marketplace, the company's reputation hangs in the balance. The CSRB report underscores the urgent need for a radical overhaul, with CEO Satya Nadella at the forefront of this transformation. Recommendations from the report urge Nadella to spearhead a cultural shift within Microsoft, prioritizing security reforms across the company and its product suite. Nadella's response will be closely scrutinized in the coming months as stakeholders monitor Microsoft's commitment to addressing its cybersecurity weaknesses. The road to redemption will require more than just a rhetoric. It demands concrete action and accountability at every level of the organization. In the face of adversity, true character is revealed. As Nadella navigates this crisis, the world will bear witness to the resilience and integrity of both the leader and the company he represents. The stakes are high. Real high. up there, man. But with the right measure in place, Microsoft can emerge stronger and more trustworthy than ever before. In the fast-paced realm of cybersecurity, trust is the ultimate currency. For Microsoft, rebuilding that trust begins now. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Rumor Has It in Privacy and Security this week. Hope you enjoyed. If you want to learn more, I'll share the article. But thanks for tuning in. We'll see you guys next time. Cameron Ivey, over and out. Hey, you guys made it all the way to the end. Thanks for listening. Again, if this is your first time, we really appreciate the support and everyone that's always been around since the beginning. We love you guys. Keep supporting Privacy Please. And we'll always have new content each and every week. Cameron Ivey, over and out.